This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't even believe, to be honest with you, this Seton Hall team, Mafia, letting this guy Fletcher McGee just shoot threes. I mean, how honestly stupid do you got to be to just let this guy keep shooting threes? Like, wide open. They don't guard him. And he's already nailed six of them.
Right, they're trying too hard to jump to try to steal the pass at times. They just got to stay back and stay in front of him. That's the thing. They had a good job for a while getting a guy with him, not letting him get around the screens, and then they just got lackadaisical for a couple of them, and he just drained him right in their face.
Powell just got fouled driving in. He banged his knee on knee, but he's had 23 in the game. McGee's got 21. Now Powell's got 26 in the game. 10 of 22 from the floor, 4 threes, 2 of 3 from the line. So, I mean, this game is just absolutely the best game of the day, is it not? Is this not the best game, or was it Auburn, New Mexico State? Because you said it was so ugly the end of that
game. I think the last 2 minutes of that game were it was ugly, but it was exciting. And I think that the Belmont-Maryland game was pretty good, too.
Now this guy's missing free throws when it matters most. Like, he's their best player, and he can't hit a free throw.
He just cannot have stuff like
that. I mean, I've never seen anything like watching these kids just puke at the line in every game. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, this guy hits every shot he takes, but he can't hit the broadside of a barn from the line. Anyway, 1-point game, 4.5 minutes to go. Here's the deal. Let Fletcher McGee beat you or guard him. Is there anyone else on the team that can even score? I guess there is. They have Jackson has 12. Hoover has 10. Murphy, 9. Basically, no one. They got Hoover hit 2 threes. That was it. So,
once again, just stupid defense. Two guards go with the other white kid instead of McGee and leave him open for a
third. McGee just hit another one?
Oh, no, apparently that was Hoover. My mistake. Two guys went with McGee and left Hoover open.
There you go, and that's his third three. Now they miss a three. They better be careful or they're going to lose this game if they don't hit a shot here. You can't keep missing. It's amazing to me the open looks they get. It's just unbelievable. That was a three bomb. I mean, they are just killing them.
They're going for every shot fake imaginable. The kid, every time he has touched the ball and has driven or done anything, he fake shot first. They jump for the block and get beat on
every
that.
Time. They're in big trouble. I don't know how you can keep coming back because you have to shoot way too many threes. They're too desperate. They're too hurried. You know what I mean? They're just hurrying. Like, these shots are terrible. You see what I mean? And then look at the block out there. There wasn't one Seton Hall guy within 10 feet of the basket. I mean, Wofford's doing everything right, hitting every shot and then blocking out. That's it. Oh, and look at this guy wide open again. Are you kidding me? He hit another one? That was Hoover. So the two of them are just hitting everything. The game's over now. They went up 10. It's over. That's it. Like, they blew it. They were right there. They were 1 point out. Now it's 10 in, like, less than 30 seconds. Was that the craziest scenario you ever saw? Like, the stretch right there. It was a 1-point game.
Right. Just chase them off the 3-point line. That's the biggest thing you have to do.
They hit 3 threes in a row, and literally it went from a 1-point game to a 10-point game. Right? So that's that. I think that game just ended. And then here's the other one, Purdue 47-34 on Old Dominion. Wasn't that spread 12.5 in that game? There's 11 minutes left in that one.
Yeah, it was bouncing between 12.5 and 13, right around that area.
That's about right where it is. And then what's the Cuse? They're down 6 with 6 minutes to go. They're in big trouble, too. And Michigan's rolling, right? They're up 24. They're just destroying Montana right now. Now all that's left in that game is, will they cover the 15? 15 and a hook. But I don't know what Seton Hall, I got to tell you, Miles Powell played well, 27, and he, you know, there's still time. But I don't think there's enough time to catch up from 10 down. So that's that. I'll be shocked if they even come close to him now.
Not the way they're letting him drain threes. I mean, just stupid plays.
I mean, I think you got to give credit to Wofford because
yeah, they're draining them. I mean, they're hitting every shot they take from outside.
I mean, they're just hitting everything. So, I mean, the bottom line is, if you look at their numbers in this game, they're shooting 13 of 28, 46% from three. That's all you need to know, right? I mean, that's crazy. And then it's all McGee and Hoover. Nobody else. They score all the points on the team. No one even does anything besides those two. And they still can't shut them down. That's what's amazing to me, that I'm watching them and they can't control them. And then Wofford's at the line, daggering Seton Hall. They're going to beat them by 20. How is that possible? You're down one. Like, were they not down one a minute ago? Now they're down 20. They're down 18. How did that happen? They were down one like a minute ago. Did that not just happen? What an absolute ice cream cone. They melted down in the summer heat. No offense, Mafia. You were down one a minute ago. I don't know what the hell happened.
Started giving up threes and not in a damn shot to save their life.
There you go. Another disappointing Seton Hall tournament appearance.
Infuriating.
How many times do they go to the tournament and lose? Like, besides every time.
They've gotten like one win in the 20 years I've been rooting for them.
One tournament win in 20 years?
Oh, more than that. They might have two or three, but there's so many of them that they just go and they just putter out really quick. I think they've gotten two.
There you go. So that's it. Season over. Pirates coming home. Wofford moving on. I'm telling you what, you don't guard Fletcher McGee, you're losing. That's it. That's how you deal with Wofford. If you don't guard that guy, you are losing. That guy can flat out play and shoot, and they mean business, Wofford. I got to look at this. So Wofford now.
We'll play Kentucky.
Oh, that'll be the end of that. That'll be the end of that, don't you think?
I would be picking Kentucky to win the game, yes.
Right.
This team has won, what, 21 games in a row, something in that area now?
You think they could upset Kentucky? Are you going to take Wofford?
I am not. I'll be interested in the line, though.
There you go. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. This is CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.